96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation is kicking off the start of the ski season. The Turkey Birkie is a chance to ski on a 1.2-kilometer loop of machine-made snow. The three-day-long festival kicks off Friday, November 28th at Mount Telemark Village in Cable. The Turkey Birkie is an early-season event that utilizes the snowmaking infrastructure used for the American Birkebeiner that takes place in February. Some of which is the same infrastructure started by Tony Wise, founder of Telemark Lodge and the American Birkebeiner.
He was doing snowmaking back in the 1950s before anybody else was. He saw the vision for having an early season opening up on Mount Telemark, the downhill slopes that he had there. So a lot of the wells that we're using today is the same infrastructure that Tony Wise started well over 60, 70 years ago.
That's Sean Connolly, Marketing and Communications Director of the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation. Each morning starts off with check-in and coffee, followed by ski demos throughout the day. Friday features an early season skiing session with Team Birkie and Finn Sisu, and a fundraising happy hour in the afternoon. Saturday will include Glaze of Glory, a four-person relay race that combines skiing and donuts. There will also be a book signing and presentation with author Jerome Poling, who just published American Birkebeiner, The Nation's Greatest Ski Marathon, last month. Ski demos will continue on Sunday, and the trails will be closed for grooming each day at 5 p.m. Connolly says it's all about community.
Our volunteers make our events a huge success. So everywhere from our community partners to our sponsors to our vendors to our volunteers, really all of our events, it's about bringing community together. And we love to do that around skiing this time of year.
All skiers must have a trail pass. More at Birkie.com. Today is Black Friday, and there may not be as much of a spending boom this year. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
Estimates say Black Friday spending could grow from 2.9 to 3.4% from last year. So that's still growth, but it's less growth than we typically see. On average, there's usually a 5% jump year to year. Experts tie that to economic uncertainty and the high cost of living all over the country. Marketing company Omnisend says Americans could spend close to $80 billion on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. But because of economic pressure, retailers may put more emphasis on their buy now, pay later programs. On top of that, some activist groups are calling for boycotts. A coalition of organizations, including American Opposition and the Progressive Network, are asking people to stop shopping at big box stores through Tuesday, although they encourage shopping small. Meanwhile, a new survey shows people overwhelmingly want to buy American-made products, and that applies across the partisan divide. Scott Paul from the Alliance of American Manufacturing.
It's one of those issues, blissfully, that hasn't been impacted by partisan politics, as we've seen in this country so often. There's still lots of different reasons for people to want to support jobs, the economy, small businesses, quality products.
As much as people may want to buy products made in the USA, they can be hard to find. 40 years ago, 80% of the things we bought were made by American manufacturers. Now that number is down to just 11%.
There's been a lot in the news about tariffs and costs and concerns about that, but it's striking to find that Americans still strongly value products that are made in the United States.
I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening to Civic Media News on your Black Friday.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says more drivers are wearing seatbelts than ever before. The agency conducts surveys on seatbelt usage each year, with trained observers collecting data at 160 sites across the state. They say that about 94% of drivers are now wearing their seatbelts, the highest rate since the surveys began in 1987. According to DOT data, crashes involving drivers or passengers who were not wearing seatbelts last year led to 176 deaths and over 2,000 injuries. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office announced the release of a new custom smartphone application. The app allows the Sheriff's Office to connect with Sawyer County residents and visitors, providing information in a more fast and efficient way. The app was developed by thesheriffapp.com, a brand of OCV LLC, which specializes in mobile app development for sheriff's offices and public safety organizations across the country. The app is free and can be downloaded in the App Store or Google Play by searching Sawyer County Sheriff's Office. Hayward is kicking off the holiday season on Saturday with the second annual community holiday tree lighting. The event is planned, organized, and hosted by the Hayward Veterans Center as part of the Christmas in Hayward celebration that takes place in downtown Hayward. The second annual community holiday tree lighting coincides with Small Business Saturday on November 29th. The event includes caroling, a warm bonfire with s'mores and treats, and more. Santa and Mrs. Claus will also be making a special appearance. The holiday tree lighting will take place at the Hayward Veterans Center. Festivities begin at 5:30 p.m., and the countdown to the tree lighting starts at 6:30 p.m. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks, making a catch for a 16-yard gain, told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do, so I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 23 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 9 above. Tomorrow, some snow, around an inch possible in spots with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.